Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic every day.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Welcome again to the TNT Super Fantastic Call on Friday, December 20, Q&A section. So this is part two of the call that started earlier and only ran for about 5-10 minutes. Again, yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. Again. Now, Ray, I got to tell you, I know we restarted and I feel a little cheated. Just so you know, I don't know about anybody else, but you guys let me know if y'all feel like he cheated us today, because you know that TNT Super Fantastic song, I'll be dancing around the room. So I mean, you know, you took away my party time there, buddy. Just so you know.
Oh well, you did it the first time, and you don't normally do it two times in one day, so you should be okay.
Oh, okay. I shall survive. All right, guys. Let's make sure the recording's going to stay up, right? Because somebody asked me to repeat everything I said the last 10 minutes. I was telling my wife, I said, they must really think this is pre-recorded. That was live. We could do all that. Yeah, but we will get to it through Q&A. Huh?
Yeah, the Blog Talk recording is there. But the call-in one, we are writing over it right now, so they won't be able to call back and listen to that segment, not live. But there is a way to download it and make it available for those who call in and listen. Well, they'll just have to come on over to Blog Talk and grab it. But it still will be available. It just won't be convenient starting now that they can just dial up and listen to it, because we are recording over it right now.
All right. And if they missed the first time, they didn't plan on being here anyway. So, okay.
But it is here on Blog
Talk. Let's go into Q&A.
There is a way that they can hear it. Yeah. But now, one thing we didn't address on the other call, you didn't address the tweet that you had just sent out. You didn't get a chance to address that. So if you want to, that's where we got interrupted and stopped.
Yeah, most of you guys saw it. It's just, you know, when I run across things like that, I mean, they touch me. I don't know if they touch you guys or not, but they do, in fact, touch me. And then again, it's just ideas, suggestions, things that you could think about doing when you receive this blessing that you're about to receive. A lot of times people say, I want to do something, but I don't know what to do. These are little simple things that I send out that people are being blessed with, that all of us could partake in. Every little city, town, what? This thing, you said, I can't pay everybody's bill who's about to be shut down, but I could call the power company. I got millions of dollars and say, can you give me a 10-block radius, 20-block radius, anybody in that area that's about to get shut down or whatever, and let me pay their bill? Those are true blessings when people get that and your bill's zeroed out, your loan's zeroed out, anything, especially when they're anonymous. And that's when people look up to the sky and say, thank you, God. I don't know who, how, or what, but thank you. And you still know you did the right thing. So it's not about the praise that people give you. It's more about the feeling you get when you hear about it and know. Because it'll do just like this. It'll be on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, somewhere somebody will tell somebody, and you will know you affected somebody's life. And that's all that really matters, right? That you know. And it's just an idea, something to send out to let you know that right now it's being done every day, and we could multiply that hundreds or thousands of times and have that effect. So, all right, that's all it was about.
Okay, Q&A. Bunny Boo says, Tony, some time back for several weeks, your bank contacts were telling you, this is it. We are not leaving the redemption centers until it is done. What do those same contacts say now, and why did they stop manning the redemption centers?
They say, we thought this was it, and we thought we weren't going to leave the redemption center until it was done. But guess what? We're not in charge. We don't know 100% of anything, just like everybody else. And just like the tweet I sent out to you yesterday, it's Iraq, and it could change every other day. So nobody that I know, that I personally talk to, nobody, and I'm telling you that right now, in case there was a misconception out there, I don't talk to Trump, I don't talk to Salah, I don't talk to Mahdi, I don't talk to the CBI governor. None of them are giving me information and saying this is locked in stone and it's going to happen. Now, the people I do talk to are probably affiliated and associated with all those, but they don't make the final decision. The exchange centers don't make the final decision. They tell us what they're being told. Just like I told you guys on the first part of this call. I told you yesterday or Wednesday, there was some idiots out there that had the misconception that Tony's in charge. And Tony can make this happen. And he just doesn't. or passes on the information. Guys, it's been going on for 10 to 12 years. There have been start and stop possibilities going to happen. We are definitely the closest, and I've said that last January, and it was true. The closest we've ever been to it happening. Well, we've been within 10 minutes of it actually happening one time. So, but we are here, and that's all we can go with. The only time I can tell you 100% without fail that the RV is going to happen is 10 minutes after it has happened. And I'm going to give it 10 minutes just to make sure they don't claw it back after they call me. That's the only time it's going to be 100%. Other than that, we have to go through it to get to it, and that's what we're doing. We're going through it right now. All right, who's next?
Muddy Rivers says, who is the spokesperson for the people, the rioters? There must be a hierarchy to the mob. It is hard to poll a million people to say yes or no on the names that have been brought forth for the new prime minister.
So, the religious leaders, Satini and Sadar, are all trying to say they're with the people and talking for the people and not necessarily representing the people. Because the people have turned on both of them one time already. They do have a committee, and I don't have the names, who's been meeting with Parliament's committee and representatives going back and forth, who have been submitting their requests or demands, however you want to put it, in order to go through. So far, in the other provinces, the leaders of those demonstrations, and there's another article out today, have been assassinated, have been kidnapped, and they just disappeared. So nobody's putting their names out there as I'm the leader, but nobody wants to put a target on their back. But there are people out there that's doing it. It's not just a mindless mob. It is organized. So when Sadar comes out and asks for 2 million people to show up, he's just saying, hey, it's just a crowd. but he's not leading the crowd. He's just a voice in the crowd. Same thing with the Son. He's not leading it, but he's a voice saying, I agree with the people. I agree this should happen. And like Sadar is saying, I'm not putting up any names. Because he's not. Because I don't want the people to reject them and then be mad at me. And now I'm on. But most of the parties are now saying that, except for Maliki and Amiri. They put up names. And now Iran is mad because the name they put up, they law will not introduce. They've gone as far as to threaten Sadar and threaten all the other group leaders, do not challenge our name. Now, we got to realize this too, guys, so a little bit more information. Everything I'm telling you is being put out on their television and their news. So the people know Iran is doing this. They know Maliki and Amiri are doing this. And they know they're now threatening the other leaders. So what's the purpose behind it is the question you need to ask. Okay, Ray, what's next?
Sunstar says, number one, do we need to keep minutes once a year for a trust and any type of foundation? At least once a year when you have your annual meeting, but you'll be keeping minutes all throughout the year. Every time there's something to discuss, any basic meeting, minutes will be kept. Number two, do you know if the CBI has been accepted as a full-fledged member of NASDAQ or any other trading platforms that you can think of? Tony, give you that question.
No, I don't know. But let me think. You can Google it, though. Come back and tell me the answer. 5 minutes, then we'll discuss it. Go ahead.
Okay. And they're online, so they do hear this. Number three, Sunstar says, for law, do we need to see the 2019 and 2020 in the Gazette for official release of the RV? I guess they mean budgets. That didn't have that word.
Yeah, the budget be open. The budget was official already 2019. It was already, they just didn't open it. So that has been 2018 event. They just didn't open it. All that could and probably will happen at the same time. Okay, now with 2020 budget would be different because they're saying the caretaker government can't pass it. So if they can't even send it to Parliament, they can't vote on it, and it definitely can't be in the Gazette. But they can open the 2019 at that rate and then, I guess, do what they say they're going to do in January and use 1/12 of the budget up until the time it passes. That's what they're saying they're going to do anyway, so we'll see. All right, that's next.
Nicole 19. I think I'm going to make her my newest best friend. Ray, here's a suggestion. Since you never seem to be at a loss for words, after the RV...
Wait, I don't know if that was a good thing or not.
After the RV, offer a 5-day, 1 hour per day or more course on trust and foundations. Nicole, we plan to do that... free of charge at the TNT event for 4 or 5 days, however many days that it runs. Each day, a session will be available there for those who are in attendance of that. But thank you for the thought. J. Mark 10 says...
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait. What? We're not going to gloss over that. Wait a minute.
What?
You're telling me during every TNT event or just Vegas...
No, the Vegas event.
Whichever one, okay, you're going to offer a free class.
Yeah, that's old news. Everybody knew that from day one. You'd never heard that F word before. Free. Hey, did I lose you, Tony? Uh-oh. Let's check. Okay, she says you're still connected.
You guys there? Tony? Sorry, I missed it.
There you are. Okay.
What did you say?
We didn't hear you for a minute, so I thought you fell off.
No. I did.
Did you hear me?
I switched off. No, I didn't. That's what I said. What did you say?
I said, we had been saying that since day one. I said, maybe you just missed the free word. But it was like 4 days or 5 days, however many days the Vegas event was going to run. I was going to do a session each day.
Okay.
And there
yeah,
was no charge on
that.
The Vegas event. So that meant, yeah, it was free because they weren't going to pay for it.
Okay. Well, two things, guys. Okay. Somebody else was saying they knew you were doing free sessions in Vegas. I didn't know he was doing free sessions in Vegas. And matter of fact, I didn't know that he even knew what free meant. So, but okay. Let's go.
Well,
I think everybody else knew what was going
on. Oh, yeah, that's old news. You just missed the,
okay.
the memo or something from way back 5 years ago when we first talked about it.
Yeah.
J. Martin
yeah.
10.
Right.
Yeah, I figured if you could give a few people some Bentleys, I could at least do a free class, right? So,
I guess. <yeah. laughs> I am,
right,
and Martin. I promise you guys, not only will I be giving out. Oh, was you supposed to tell that?
You told that.
I did?
Several times, yes.
Oh, I thought that was a secret between me and Pam. I must be getting
confused. No, you've told the mods that or somebody. But I think what before you should do it is all those that you had intended to give, they should be back here working as mods. Then do it. But anyway, that's
okay, I intended to give out 22 Bentleys during this presentation. But Ray just saying I shouldn't give them to him anymore. But anyway, that's another story. Let's go. All right.
Well, you can give them one, but just give them one of those scale ones, you know.
Right.
15 inches long, and they're expensive.
Oh, like the Bugatti that I got. Okay.
Well, yeah, like the Bugatti you got. All right, J. Mark 10 says... Ray, you stated that you need the right family charitable family foundation. What is that? Well, when I said the right one, I was referencing foundations on the other call and different things that you could be doing. But there's different types of foundations. So I said you need to have the right one for the types of activities that I was discussing. All foundations are good foundations, but they do serve specific purposes. And so depending on the specific purpose that you are trying to achieve, you have to select the right type of foundation. Non-operating versus operating. Those are two different types of foundations. Then you have a private foundation versus a public one. Now, all charities are public, but the name private foundation has a distinct meaning. And that basically says the creator is the one that donates to that foundation. It does not solicit funds from the general public, thereby gets the title private family foundation, but it is not a private organization. It is still very much public because it is a charity. So you'll learn those types of things, and that's what I meant by you need the right one. Learn what each foundation does, each type of foundation, then you can... Now, the one that I was referencing is Private Charitable Family Foundation. That is its official name. Then there's other types of charitable foundations. So that's what I meant by you need the right one. I hope that cleared that up. Okay, F11F says, every January, we talk about January 15 being the earliest the banks will be able to handle the RV. Is this still true?
No. And I don't know why it's the earliest, because they could start on the second, third, fourth, any day that it happens, bring people in. I will tell you this. I will tell you that Texas exchange locations are being told that they're not scheduled to go back in until January the 10th. Now, that's when they're told they're scheduled to, but they're also notified it could change at any moment. But their current schedule says January the 10th. Now, they're the only ones who say that. Nobody else in the seven states that we have been told that, planned that, or anything else. They have been told to be, again, ready. They're not on alert. They're not on standby. They're at the office. But they're being told it could happen or change at any moment, which still can. They were waiting for today to hear the announcement to see where they go. Now they're waiting for Sunday. They still believe, being told that it should happen, they think, on the International Banking Day, Tuesday through Thursday is what they are looking for it to happen. On a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. I have and always looked for what I was told by the Treasury Friday evening, Saturday morning. And I've been telling you guys that for years, because that was the time they wanted it, Friday evening or Saturday morning, to start. And we have some Fridays and Saturdays left in the world. Then things get hectic. It could go at any moment. What we do know is CBI has been given a directive to get it done. Pompeo has told them to get it done. Now, the U.S. has told them to get it done. But I don't think, again, we're going to see it until there is a new prime minister or Shaylaw becomes the prime minister, whatever there is. Now, CBI is putting out a lot of information, guys. They put out today, they have $87 billion in reserves. $87 billion. They said a stable country, and most countries in the world, have a six-month reserve for their economies. Iraq has a reserve that could sustain them for a year and a half. So three times the requirement to be considered a stable economy, they already have. Three times the international requirement they're saying they already have to be considered a stable economy. Why are they putting that information out? Why are they telling us that right now and today? Why are they saying we are ready and have met our requirements again and we could do this at any time, letting people know? Because they're waiting, I believe, for the announcement to be made, for the people to accept it, so they can then announce the RV and know it's not going to be total chaos or civil war right in the middle of it. Could that happen anytime after Sunday? Yes, anytime after Sunday. Well, I shouldn't say that, because they might change it to Tuesday or Thursday, or we don't know what they're going to do. But if they do what they say they're going to do and actually make the announcement or a commitment one way or the other, then the game has changed from that moment on. All right, what's next?
CaveNCA51 says, "Hey, I know you both are not lawyers, but can you just provide your opinion on this? A couple was married for 12 years and both bought currency during the marriage. Even though they now are separated, won't they still be looked upon as still being husband and wife, and all the currency community property for the both of them at exchange? If they have to sign an NDA, won't they both have to sign it?" My opinion, yes and yes. Your opinion, Tony?
my opinion is this sounds like a personal question that somebody trying to disguise. If you're in California and you're separated, you're still legally married. It's still a community state, and I think you're still going to have to do that as married. Now, you can declare I'm separated, whatever. You have to do things. So, let's say you're married. Here's another example. And there's your spouse's parents pass away. Let's do that. Because that usually happens in a lot of families. And your spouse family, they want to divide up the will, or there is no will. There's probate. Let's do that instead of a will, because the will is too easy. And everything that's agreed upon between her whole family, you still have to agree with it because it's a community state. You still have to authorize something because it's a community state. It has nothing to do with you, nothing to do with your family. You still have to do that. That's the same way. It's still a community state as long as they are married. Now, I don't know which state they're in, but if you're in California, that's how it works. Okay? So the thing to do right now that they know that and they're separated is for one to call the other one and say, let's get on a plane tomorrow and finalize, go to Reno, and finalize this divorce. It only takes one day in Reno. And then you don't have that problem anymore. So it's up to you. All right, what's next?
Okay. Omnivore says, on Wednesday, Tony said one paymaster was going to limit payouts to $5 million. Was that paymaster the admiral?
So, even if it was, and it was not, and no matter who it was, do you actually think I would name the person? No, because he could change his mind. He could decide, too. Tony done built a whole army up against me. I'm not going to do that anymore. I don't know. I know for years that has been his plan, and the bad thing about it is all those people in that group signed over complete authority to him with their money. And more than just one group. And I don't understand even how you do that. I mean, that just never made sense to me how or why someone would do that. But I know they did. Okay. No, it was not the admiral. Go ahead.
Okay. Sunstar comes back with thank you for the tip. They did Google, as you said. NASDAQ and the Iraq Stock Exchange signed a new market that was dated July the 19th, 2019.
There you go.
Wanted to say thanks for the tip. Okay. RPA Boulder says, Tony said that Pompeo told CBI to get it done, but we have heard that it is done in Iraq and the U.S. Treasury is sitting on it. Would you please clarify? Does CBI still have to do something?
I can clarify it real easy. They'll say one thing to your face and do something else behind closed doors. They'll say one thing to the public and do something completely different as soon as you close your eyes. Okay? No big secret. And I'll tell you guys 100 times. Listen to what they say, but watch what they do. That's important. That's important in any case. So pay attention. That's what I do. Okay?
Okay, we're going live now. First caller, 865 area code, you're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Pardon the background noise. I'm in a public location at this particular point. If it's too loud, I can ask you to knock me off. Is it too loud in the background?
No, it's okay.
Carry on.
Okay, was curious to know that your reference of you aren't going to believe it until a certain amount of time, 10 minutes or so, go by just to assure that there isn't a clawback. Are you worried that there actually could be clawbacks on this? Is this anything that we're going to have to be sensitized to?
No. I was just joking about how many times they've lied already.
Okay.
Listen, guess what? Yesterday, or day four yesterday, yeah, Wednesday or last night, anyway. So I got 3 or 4 texts. Then I got an email that the RV has started, that Reno is getting paid, the paymasters became liquid today, on and on, and they get ready to start tier 4 at 9 o'clock. And I can tell you the idiots who are putting this out and passing along to people, but guess what? We're right here today still talking about it. So if people want to believe it because this guru said this or this guru said that and hooray, it's here. And man, I can't believe they keep doing it and I keep seeing it. And I can't believe people keep believing it. Why do you keep listening to these things? It just keep telling you it's done, it started, you know, and that's what I said. Give it 10 minutes and you'll hear something else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's official when it comes to us because of who it's coming from. And then I will verify it at every location that we have, that it's live, that it's on the board, that the Treasury passed it. We then have our committee guy. And I will know it's for real.
Okay. Well, those are terminologies that just make my heart sink when you hear the terminology clawback. And it's like, what? I heard Tony say those words. I want to double check that. Call schedule for next week. Have you verified between the two of you how you're going to handle that? Just, you know, calls that you will have already pre-recorded? Or are you seeing a similar call like this on Monday? Nothing, of course, on Wednesday, but... And I think there were references of nothing on Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a long week, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So we can probably do a call on Monday. I will send you a Merry, Merry Christmas on Wednesday, okay? And Friday, like Ray said, because of he's having a Christmas party,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be a couple hundred, if not more, people visiting him that day, he probably won't be able to do a call. So I don't look for us to do one except for Monday. Well, maybe. I'll see how what it is or what the if there's anything going on. We might be able to squeeze in a couple minutes on Thursday. I don't know. But I haven't even talked to Ray about that yet. But just thinking since you asked. Might be the thing.
Just planting a seed of inquiry here, so appreciate that ever so much. And lastly, there's been a lot of chitter-chatter of various power outages, quote-unquote, that had been experienced by various banks, and it seemed to be in a variety of areas of the country. How much of a coincidence, quote-unquote, is that in terms of possibly masking things that we're looking for? Or are we doing just watching all of this thing through the NAR colored glasses?
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you about something. You know what? I am absolutely shocked because I am that you even asked me that. I am shocked that you asked me that. I don't.
Why? Inquiring minds want to know.
No.
Now listen, I have been without an internet for 4 hours. It just came up about 10 minutes ago. So,
it did? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has absolutely nothing to do with the here, they are doing power outages, and they are intentionally doing them because of the weather going across the country and the fires and things and that have been started because of the different weather. So when severe weather comes in, they're actually doing power outages in certain locations. I don't know anything at all where they're turning off your power because they're doing something at the bank to do with the RV.
Well, just wanted to check because there's been a lot of chitter chatter of along those lines and the like, and we have Blue Sky Day, which makes being without the internet like what in the world is going on. So, but 10 days from whenever all of this does finally happen, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be, and we appreciate it ever so much. And have yourself a great, great weekend. Appreciate it.
You too.
Thanks again.
And understand this, though, guys. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
These
bye-bye.
Other guys are putting out anything, any excuse, even, and some of them just making up stuff, far as I can see. Because I don't know if it's because of lack of information or the need for attention, one or the other. Because this isn't the only thing. All those things that are being put out there that Trump stopped the RV because of his impeachment, that Trump wasn't going to let it go unless they dismissed his impeachment. Well, they didn't dismiss it. So does that mean we don't have the RV? Or because they won't let him have his trial starting tomorrow? You're going to see all kind of craziness. It has nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with the RV. The whole entire global economy is not stopping because of his personal whims, like these people tried to make it seem like. Now, if it's something to do with our country, our financial system, things like that, people might agree with it. But just because he wakes up in the morning with a headache and says, don't do it. I mean, how idiotic is that? Anyway, what's next? Sorry.
Okay, next is 954 area code. You are on.
That's me?
That's you.
That's you.
Hello? Oh,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
It's my first time. Okay, it's my first time being on. I've been trying to get in touch with you guys. Anyway, a couple of months ago, you had expressed about investing in Section 8 properties. Was I hearing correctly? I'm not sure. I was driving and listening to it on someone's phone. So I would like to know if that's a good investment.
Not Section 8 properties. You mean investing in properties and then renting them out to Section 8 individuals?
Okay, I got you. Okay. So that's a good form of investment.
Okay, this is why you do Section 8. You guys have done it. Well, you don't do it. It's up to you. It's in the reason. But
okay.
If I'm investing in a low-income neighborhood or a revitalization product in a neighborhood, or if I'm going to a low-income neighborhood and I'm trying to revitalize it myself, who's going to move into that neighborhood in the beginning? Not people, you know, middle-income or anything else, because I'm not going to live there. So to guarantee my rent, I might go get Section 8 claims because the government pays me. They don't pay me. The government guarantees I'm going to get my money because they send it to me, and they will do repairs on my house for up to a limited amount. They used to do everything for a limited amount. Plus, they have a list I can just go to, and it has 200, 300 people. This is what they're looking for, and I say, okay, give me this one, or this one. That's who I'm going to rent it out to. I don't have to search for renters. I don't have to worry about money coming in. It's already in part. That's why I rent out to Section 8. In Section 8 neighborhoods, if you want to start there. Most people do, and as the community changes, then their renters change. If they, let's just leave it at that, because I could go through that all day, because I did that for years. Anyway, all right, what's next?
Okay. That's pretty much it. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you,
all right,
sir. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, you
651 area code, you are on.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Okay, yeah, sorry. My phone kind of gets muffled here every now and then. I went to Wells Fargo yesterday and was speaking to a banker, and he let me know that he received a memo that they were no longer going to be selling nor accepting rupiah. Have you heard anything about this, this move by any major banks like that?
Nope, I haven't.
Nope.
Tony, Ray? Nope.
No, we're both saying no.
Yeah, I thought it was a little... Go ahead.
We both said
no,
but I haven't heard it at all.
Okay, well, other than that, Merry Christmas and be blessed this Christmas season, okay, guys?
Okay,
all right,
thank
you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. 972, Danny, what's going on?
Well, good morning. Good evening.
Hey, hey, good morning. How are you doing, man?
Yeah, I need to apologize to the entire community. My little 27 Chinese elder thing, I got a text message from a lady that knew me when I was in the third grade. And I'm 69 years old. That's been a while. And she very gently, this was a lady that wasn't my teacher. She probably yelled at me several times to quit running in the hallways. I never knew her at the time. But through a series of circumstances, we met a few years ago, and it's been a delightful relationship. But I got chewed out gently by my friend, Mary Lou. And so I'm backing away from those sources. 27 elders, I don't know what that means, okay? All right. As far as today's news, clarifying for my purposes, the president may wind up with this after they go to their meeting on Sunday. If a particular person is not selected from those names, is that the way we see it?
Wait, say it again. The president said what?
The president in Iraq will take over that prime minister position if the names are not acceptable. So we do have that as a pretty final situation. That is a backup plan.
Yes, even if he doesn't submit a name Sunday, the Constitution says he becomes the prime minister. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, well, everything else sounds like it's backing into a corner and it can't get out. And, of course, Texas is waiting. I'm going to have to get with those guys here and find out if there's any inside scoop that I could share with 140,000 others. I don't think that's going to happen. But, well, yeah. Okay, well, thanks for the schedule for next
week.
So,
Danny, let me tell you this, just so you know.
Yes, sir.
Two of the largest exchange centers in the country are in Texas. One of them happens to be in Dallas, Texas. So you never know. Nothing beats a failure but a try. There are people in Dallas, Texas who definitely know about this and what's going on.
All right. I'm going to start knocking on some doors then. Let's see what we can generate here. There are some good international exchange locations, and one that's unique. I don't think it's unique to Texas, but it was the only place I could buy dinar other than at a bank, and their price was very attractive. So that's an option. But that's all I got for today, fellas. I've tried to hang in for Monday. But if not, you guys have a blessed Christmas. Appreciate all you do.
All right, sir.
All right,
thank you,
sir. All right.
360 area code, you are on.
Well, good morning and good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, I've finished my prep for my colonoscopy, which follows later today. So I'm laying low, as they say, and just taking it easy and listening to the information. And I'm struck by a couple of things. One is that with the way, because I read the tweet, Tony, that was sent out, and I couldn't interpret whether or not it was this Sunday or next Sunday. Meaning, would they speak? And granted, they refer things differently over there. So you're saying it would be this coming Sunday that Saleh would take over as prime minister by de facto, basically. Is that right?
If he doesn't submit a name, that's what's supposed to happen. It should have happened yesterday, but they
right.
used justification that there were some holidays in there to extend it till Sunday. Now, Sunday's supposed to be it, but I have no idea what they're going to come up with on Sunday. So we'll see.
Right, exactly. And if Iran is unhappy with all this, as they obviously are, and they've been killing people in the process, what is the percentage, I guess, in your opinion, do you believe, that they're not going to resort to heightened civil unrest directed either at the protesters and or at anyone just to cause a deflection or a cancellation of this to happen?
Okay, so good question. Good scenario. This is what happened. Right now, Iran is trying to cause chaos. Right now. So a couple of different ways. They did it when the protest first started, by being protesters or disguised as protesters, tearing things, starting up fires, doing all that, because the demonstrators, as they were called then, were saying they were being peaceful, that there's these groups, supposedly they were Iranians, trying to get everybody in an uproar to do it. So it didn't work. So then they become on the other side, and they had snipers and guys dressed in police uniforms, military, to start killing the demonstrators. Again, they say it's not us, those are Iranian militants. They're doing it, saying they're trying to put the demonstration down. So everything violent so far, Iraq is saying it's been Iranians doing that, trying to keep it down. So now everybody's peaceful, the UN's in there, the U.S. is in there. They're watching for all these type incidents and see who they are. So they start bombing the U.S. locations with rocket bombs and that. So that's why the other day we brought in the tanks and the crews and brought in some more military downtown into the green zone. So now that hasn't happened. So what's their next option? Iran goes in and they start having Maliki and other groups submit all these names that they know have no possibility of going through at all, because they're already government people. The Integrity Commission is already investigating them, so they already have a bunch of corruption files open, so they don't meet the criteria of the people. So they know they're not going to go through anyway, but they're just kind of setting the people up, trying to build them up, get them mad matter. So he's just submit somebody and they just take it, is what they think is going to happen. So Iraq has an option, because Iran has now come out publicly and threatened Sadr, threatened Zadim, threatened anybody in the other party who submits a name, telling them all, do not challenge our name. And it's a name we know is not going to go through. So they have one of two things. They want Saleh to be the prime minister. They wanted to go that way because maybe they figured, hey, we let him in as president, we have a better chance of controlling him and letting things go our way. Or Saleh could just say, at the end, I'm going to submit Alawi because that's who the people wanted. And what are you guys going to do about it? Because at that point, it's done. So that's when Iran has to make the decision. Do we try to do something? Because now there's a new prime minister in, if they do Alawi on Sunday or wherever they do. And they have to go with it and then try to hope, which he can't, the new prime minister. Or if it's Saleh, let me get it right. If it's Saleh, he can't pick a new government. He has to go with the government that is there. So he won't pick new ministers and everything. He has to wait until the election comes in order to do that. If there's a new prime minister, he gets to pick his own government, which means he can kick out all those guys and Iran not have any influence at all. So it's which way do they go? That's what we'll see on Sunday. Whether he's named or he's not. Does that do it? If they go totally against that and they have civil war, they've actually destroyed the country again for the people, but the money's there. They got the $87 billion already there. They got the oil already there. The auctions would continue, and Iran would be able to keep doing exactly what they're doing as long as there's chaos. So if those comes, they're going to have to change their whole plan of operation over there and their plans of influence. But we won't know which way it's going to go until Sunday.
Until Sunday, right. Right.
Yep.
Well, it's an understatement to say I'm looking forward to Monday's call, mainly because I'll have had a normal meal between now and then, and I'll be feeling better, and hopefully the news will be good. Anyway.
Well, hopefully it will, and hopefully today's experience will be okay for you.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Fingers, no question about it. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day, and thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, sir.
All right, you too.
Take thanks. Care. Have fun.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Oh, yeah. It will be.
All right. 425, area code. You are on.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Thank you. I have an unusual question, and it's probably maybe a dumb question, but I'm 77, and I have been invested since 2005, so I've collected a few bit of currency. When I'm in the exchange center and they're going to want me to leave my money in there for, you know, 3 years, 5 years, and so on to get the highest rate, you know, God only knows how many years I have ahead of me. I hope a lot. But those of us who are senior citizens, I think we're limited in terms of how long we can, if we want to be, I guess, leaving our money in the bank or under a promise of leaving it there for like 5 years or something like that to get the highest percentage. That's a huge disadvantage. Do you think that they will allow us to still be able to get the high percentage but negotiate out of the length of time they would leave the money in the bank?
Okay. Excellent question. Excellent problem to have, I think. I mean, it's a great problem. So, let's say you got a $100 million, right? And they're going to give you, let's say you got $100 million dinar. Is that reasonable? Is that unreasonable? Let's say you got $20 million. Let's just add $20 million dinar. A lot of people probably got $20 million dinar. And you're going to go in the bank and they're going to say, well, I'm going to give you $4 because that's the rate. You end up with $80 million because that's the rate. Or they say, but if you leave it here, I'm going to give you, I don't know, $8. Let's just go with that. So now what do you have? $160 million. But you have to leave it there for 3 years, and you only get to take out 50% of the money. I'm going to let you take out 50% and leave 50% here for 8 years. So what just happened? First of all, you got your original $80 million anyway, and you got another $80 million that you're getting paid interest on weekly, monthly, quarterly, however you set it up, that is investing and growing for you. So the question you have to ask yourself is, over that 4 year, 5 year period of time, was I ever going to spend that $160 million? I mean, they gave me the $8 anyway. Over that time, was the $80 million that I would have ended up with, I still ended up with in cash, and this sitting over here. So this is how I look at it. Give me the highest rate. I will leave it there 3 to 5 years, because I never, ever expected to spend that money. That money was always going to work somewhere, so let it work here if that's what I needed to do. Because that money, all that extra money, is not my money. That's legacy money to me. That's who I was going to leave it to. That's what I was building it for anyway. So in 3 to 5 years, not only will I have the freedom to do what I want to do with it, but maybe the legacy I was leaving it to is now capable of handling it. Because it had 3 to 5 years of study, get ready, and know what's coming to them. So I look at it as a gift and a blessing, not as a problem. If I'm not here in 3 to 5 years, the plan is still in place. It's still going to who it was going to. And I was never going to get it anyway.
Thank you.
That's how really I look at it. Okay.
That's how I look at it. Thank you. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you. Ray. 918 area code, you are on.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Did I hear you correct, Tony, in the first intel portion of the call, that I believe you said, and I don't know where it came from, that the caretaker government now can activate the 2020 budget. Did I hear that correctly?
They cannot activate the 2020 budget because they can't pass it to Parliament to get voted on.
Okay.
So they can't. Even though they said they're going to use 1/12 of the budget every month until it does get voted in.
Okay. I didn't hear you correctly then. Thank you for verifying and confirming that. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
All right, sir.
You're welcome. 281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good
morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you all?
Fantabulous,
sir.
To the nth degree.
Well, that's just great. I wasn't going to say that word.
What, groovy?
Groovy.
Yeah, that's groovy, man.
Well, groovy, groovy. Well, the questions that I had, Danny started it and the other people took it on. And then the last one was, the last one is what was just asked by the young lady. So I don't have anything else because I was just going to ask you to reiterate about what you said at the beginning. So you've done that. And then, but the other question I did want to ask was, am I correct in saying in order to get the contract rate with the ZIM, you do have to have your, excuse me, you do have to have a proposal?
That's what he said on Wednesday.
Okay. But the regular rates are good as well. If not, okay. Well, look, you all have a great weekend, a blessed weekend. So we should be talking to you all come Monday. Question, when you all find out about the election and who's in place and who's not in place Sunday, will you all tweet that out to us?
Well, you know, I'm going to say I will, but I don't know if I will. But I had every intention of tweeting out to you guys the other day, but Tish sent me a message just so you guys know, demanding that I send out a tweet to you guys. She said, you said you were going to do it, so do it. I was like, oh, okay. But anyway, I guess you got it covered.
Well, how about
this? I will send it out.
Well, I was going to say, why don't you just say, I will try. And that way, you won't be held. Oh, he said he was going to do this. Oh, he said he was going to do that. You know how some people can be.
Yes, I do. Bossy. Mm-hmm. Some people can be bossy.
Yes, and then they forget about that Tony and Ray are the ones that's giving us all this information, and they're being the way that they are with us. Well, you all pray for us because this is kind of a hard time for us. My husband got laid off, and then right after he got laid off, I had surgery. So I am recuperating. I told my husband, if I had to limp it now on some crutches, honey, I will. Everything else will be jazzy. And I told him, I don't care how I got to get in there, I'm going to get in there to the bank.
Yeah.
So you all just
I don't think he got laid
you.
Off. What they're doing is letting them give him a little bit of practice at his new life come New Year. That's
say
all.
That
you're looking at it the wrong
said
way.
That.
Yeah.
Said that. Say that. He really said that. He really said that. And he told me, he said, baby, you know that you had said that you're going to go and do an application on a job and you're going to go get interviewed and they're going to hire you. But before you actually start the job, we're going to be in an RV. I told him I don't even remember that. But if I said that, hey, we're going to speak that into existence.
There you go. That's what it
with
is.
With that, I
all think right.
I'll see you all. You all have a
all
great
right, thank
evening.
You.
Thank you.
You too.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye, Mr. Ray.
Bye-bye. 913 area code, you are on. 913 207 913 207. No, okay. 562,
hello Tony, hello Ray, can you guys hear me?
Yes sir.
Yes sir, good morning.
Good morning. I want to first start off and say thank you guys for all you do, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if I don't speak with you guys before that time. A couple of things.
Okay.
Tony, you are you a Desert Storm veteran? I think you are.
A Desert Storm veteran. I was in the military during Desert Storm. I did not actually go to Desert Storm.
Okay, I'm a Desert Storm veteran, and
wait,
I woke up.
Wait a minute, I can't hear you.
Hold on a second. My earpiece.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I say I'm a Desert Storm veteran. I deployed over into Iraq in 1990 of October, and I served until April 1991 to liberate Kuwait from Saddam Hussein. And I woke up with such disgust the other day, thinking if I was 28 years old, I'm 57 now. 29 years ago that happened, and I had no idea about the currency thing, and I was thinking, I wonder how many soldiers did know about buying that currency before it revalued again. So my question about that part is, you know, I regret that I didn't know about it because it happened, and they revalued it. Now they what, 350 on the market, I think, 320 on the open market now. And how long did it take? Do you remember how long it took for Kuwait to revalue their currency after Saddam was kicked out of Kuwait and they got the government restructured and restabilized and all?
Okay, two things. I wasn't in Desert Storm because I was on alert in California. They actually asked, well, some of the people with me actually went. So they split our group up. So they actually did go to Desert Storm. But you got to remember, Kuwait and Iraq were different. There is a news article out of a New York newspaper that you can Google, which will actually give you the exact time frame that it took. But it was much easier, simpler, because we weren't replacing the government, weren't redoing all the financial laws, all the corruption wasn't in Kuwait. We were simply moving Iraq out of the country. So it didn't really take that long for them to do it. Once the country was stabilized again, they immediately did it just to take advantage of the money, you know, our government, our people, and people who were in the know. Yes, if you were there, you probably should have, or you had an opportunity to, with the exception of this. Just like now in Iraq, years ago, I told you they were holding meetings with military personnel, telling them that it wasn't going to happen, enlisting, that it wasn't going to happen, don't waste their money, don't listen to all the rhetoric. They were having meetings with officers, telling them that it was going to happen. This is what they should do, and this was the limit. And I know, because I got this from command. This is exactly what they were doing over there. Officers, it was okay, enlisted, discouraged them. And then they even brought up the laws in the military where they stopped them from being able to take any money out the country or send it over here because it was about to happen. Enlisted. Officers,
man,
was a different
messed up
situation. Do what?
That's messed up.
It is, but it is what it is. I mean, you know, it's
man.
No different. The have nots, and, you know, either you're in the boys' club or you're not in the boys' club. That's just how
all right,
it works.
Well, that makes sense. I'll look up that article. And also, my next question was, I heard you say earlier that there was $87 billion in Iraqis reserves. Is that correct?
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, so whatever happened to the $450 billion that was seized in the United Arab Emirates? Is that money going back to Iraq at some point?
They're still trying to get it back. They haven't gotten it back. And I said, and those things will take years as they go through the courts, the systems, that money's moved. They're trying to get back all the money that Maliki stole. Every other foreign minister moved money out of the country. We're hearing every week about arrests here, arrests there. He did $100 million. He did $200 million. They're trying to track all that. But you know what you're not hearing about?
What?
Every month, I got to keep shoot. I can't remember the year now. But during the Bush administration, unfortunately, I'm going to say $4 billion a month was disappearing. $4 billion a month was flying out of Fort Dix in New Jersey, going overseas and disappearing. That U.S. dollars going to Iraq that nobody has accounted for. So there's a lot of money out there, trust me.
Wow, okay, and I appreciate that. And my next question is for Ray. Ray, I heard you mention stuff about foundations, and when this does happen, and just so you guys know, I believe it will happen. I'm just, you know, patiently waiting like everybody. It's going to happen. It has to happen. A foundation. I want to help my family out, Ray. Would a foundation be a pretty good way to do that? And if so, are foundation gifts to people taxed by the government at all when the recipient gets it?
When it gets money from the foundation? I guess it all depends on how the recipient receives it. But most foundations, if individuals receiving money from foundations, it's generally scholarships or grants, and those are not taxable.
Okay, so I guess I'd have to structure it. And paying people's bills, like I heard Tony mention that earlier about, you know, paying people's utilities, like paying people's bills off like debt. I wanted to do stuff like that for family and friends, you know, just pay off debt. Not give them the money in some situations, but pay off the debt itself. And is that taxable or no?
No, it's not taxable. But here's the thing. You do it. Hey, it's a great thing that you did it. you feel good behind it, but you don't get any tax write-offs for doing it. But if you create a foundation and the foundation's purpose is to alleviate consumer debt, now the foundation has to get the money from somewhere. You give the foundation the money. There's your tax write-off. Now the foundation exists
okay.
for the purpose of alleviating consumer debt. Now it will pay off people's bills because that's its objective. And if it gets 501c3 status for that, that's what it will go about doing. And that's how you do it. And write
that's
it
exactly what I want to do. And last part of that. So if I create that type of foundation, and then do I have to word it, say, pay off people's debt and maybe also give some financial grant relief money, something like that, like $10,000 or $50,000, something like that?
Alleviate consumer debt. Don't say pay off people's bills.
Okay, alleviate consumer debt. Got it.
Yeah, phrase it in that type of, I think it's going to be a whole lot better, but work with your professionals, whoever helps you get the foundation together. More than likely, they're going to be the same people that's going to help you apply for the 501c3 status. They should know the tax-exempt division very well, so they'll help you structure it correctly. They'll help you phrase it correctly. They should know. That's what you want to be asking these people when you hire them. Are these the type of services you're going to be receiving? So you'll know who to do business with and who not to do business with.
And
now
I think
you know
what
it
Tony
is you want to do.
And I thank you. And I think I heard you and Tony mention that when you, like a married couple like me and my wife, who want to bless people, there's a $15,000 amount that's non-taxable annually. Is that correct still? That's what it is?
Yes, the gift tax exclusion.
Yes.
Right.
Now, being married, so my wife and I, can we both get 15 or we can only get 15 as a couple to another married couple? And can we give it to both married couples separately? That way they wind up with like $60,000 altogether.
Well, you both can, but remember, whatever you give away to somebody is no tax deduction for it. It's a nice gesture on your part, but you're not getting any tax credit for it. Whereas if your foundation does it, you get the tax credit donating to the foundation. The foundation meets its charitable obligation by giving in the manner upon which it was designated to give. And you can achieve it that way, as well as just a straight out gift to somebody.
Got it.
What you want to do is create four different foundations, give money to them all, and then have each foundation give Sarah a donation. She got her $60,000. That's how much you want to give her. But it came from the foundation, not for you. You got all the write-off. You don't have to worry about your $15,000 limit or anything
else. Now, wait a minute. Why you say four foundations?
Because he wanted them to have a certain amount each, and I said he could just split it up into four foundations. He can give them $60,000 from one foundation.
You do that. Yeah, the one foundation could just give them a $60,000 grant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I got it. So, all right, and thank you for your time. I won't keep the call any longer, but I think I get it. So it's better to give through the foundation than personally eat away it goes. Got it.
Oh, yep. No doubt about that.
All right, I got it. Thank you, fellas, and thank you for all you do. And yes, looking forward to this new year and getting this RV done. It happened in Kuwait. It will happen again for Iraq people. We just got to be patient. Thank you guys for all you do.
Thank you, sir.
610 area code. Got to you this time.
Hey, all right, Ray. Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, G-Man, before you get started, thank you for the Christmas card. I always like them, every one of them. Thank you for the thoughts of the family. I just always want to say thank you, because I know you hit us every holiday, every event, and I really appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, ditto, sir. I just opened mine today and saw it. So, yes, thank you.
All right. You're very welcome, Ray. And, again, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you, excuse me, who didn't know, excuse me, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you again for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all of that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Tony, you're welcome.
Yeah, glad you made it, too, because when I did it the other day, I forgot to mention the know your worth and the other three-letter things. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. And, Ray, maybe if you before you go, maybe you can just explain that know your worth so that everybody will know what that's about.
I'll do that on Sunday's training. Time won't permit us this time, but thank you for the thought.
All right.
Oh,
take it.
Well, I'm going to say it doesn't mean anything about asking your spouse what you're worth, right?
Oh, no. No. Definitely don't ask your spouse what you're worth.
Okay.
Well, I guess you could if you just be ready for the answer. 239 area code.
Hello, is this that me?
Yes, that's you.
Yeah, sorry, guys. We've been extra special today.
I have a quick question. My memory is not real good, but it seems to me in the past there was a time where Iran was threatening the prime minister. He was supposed to do something. I think it was when they were forming a cabinet, and he basically refused to do anything. And it seems to me it's even more threatening now. What if the current prime minister just doesn't want to do anything for fear of his life?
Well, supposedly that's what happened to Mahdi. You're right. He didn't make a lot of decisions, didn't force a lot of things because he didn't want to be there to start with. And he didn't want to be blamed for anything, so he just didn't do anything.
Right.
Well, the difference is this time, I think whoever they put in, and that's why some people don't want to be in there right now, don't want to be selected, is because they feel the people are going to have the real control no matter who's in there. So they're not going to be able to do the things Iran wants them to do without having to face the people and seeing this all over again. And nobody wants that name or reputation. And because it's only a temporary position and they can't actually run for election during the normal election, nobody wants it. So what needs to happen and what we hope happens is just that they either put Alawi in that the people want and will agree upon, and he is not an Iranian choice, and that he will pick his own government and go against Iran and have them out. Now, the U.S. is supposed to be there in other countries to stop it from becoming or letting Iran military get involved and through their leadership and back him that way. But it has to be somebody that's willing to put their neck on the chopping block for the sake of their country and sacrifice to their people. And those type of people are hard to find. You know, if we look at our own history, and I got to say, people who actually put their necks on the chopping block to cause change was Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King. And
right.
Those are two people who are those type of people who know destiny itself means I'm going to do the right thing, but I'm probably going to be a martyr by doing it. I'm probably never, ever going to end up seeing the success of what I do, but it's still the right things to do. That's going to be hard to find in Iraq as far as leadership. But as far as their citizens, they're doing it every day, and they're the ones that are being killed in the streets for doing the right thing. So, you know,
what's
it'd be kind of hard for me to come to you and say, look, I need you to do this for the better of all of us, but you're probably not going to see your next birthday. What would you say?
Thanks. But how do we know that there's somebody out there that will do it by Sunday?
We don't know. That's what we're waiting for. They wanted Alawi to do it. They wanted Shabibi to do it. And we don't know what's going to happen on Sunday.
Okay.
We don't know if Saleh himself is going to end up doing it just because nobody else will. You know,
yes.
And he may be forced to put his head on the chopping block.
Could he also refuse? Could he also say, I don't want to do it? The Prime Minister, Sally?
Well, everybody can say, I don't want to, but the Constitution says he automatically is it. So, no, he don't have to. Unless he resign, just like Mahdi did, he's going to be it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we just won't know until Sunday. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for answering my question.
All right. Have a great day.
You have a great Christmas. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Merry Christmas.
760. You are on. 760-628.
Hello,
okay,
hello,
you're
hello.
Off.
Almost forgot.
Oh.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Okay.
Super fantastic.
Awesome. And season greetings to you guys. I have had a question for 3 weeks, and I finally get on, but I think you answered it, Ray. My question is, by them doing the 112, doing 1/12 of everything Iraq, excuse me, for 12 months, that has no effect on our payout, right?
No.
Hello?
So
okay.
Let's think about it like this, guys. The 2020 budget hasn't passed. It hasn't even been submitted to Parliament yet.
Right.
Yet, the government comes out and tells us in advance, we're going to use 1/12 of the 2020 budget until the budget is approved. Now, that means the money applied to the budget, the rate applies to the budget, because we're using the budget. It says we're going to pay out all agreed payments except for, and they did come out and say this, the salaries and the new positions for the people. I forget what they call the grades, the upgrades for the people. Now, the salaries, I mean, they're going to pay the salaries, but not the money they assigned for the upgrades for what the people petitioned for. How are you going to tell me
okay. You
agreed to all of our demands, you're supposed to pay them in January, but you're not going to pay them until the whole budget is approved in March, you think? But you're going to take 1/12 of that budget and pay everything except for the people's demands? That's not going to work. And why would I use any of the budget that's not approved when I could simply, and the government could, make an adjustment to the 2019 budget and use that at the same rate that it was, and Parliament could, in fact, approve that because it was the old budget? I don't know. I don't really think we're going to worry about either one of them, because the information says they're trying to get it done before the first, make the announcement for the first, so the whole thing can be effective on the first. And that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, sounds great. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
All right, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you too.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sir, let's wrap this one up on this Friday.
Okay. All right, guys, it's Friday. You know, there's not a whole lot of information out, but there is information. It's looking good. The demonstrators are still out there refusing to leave. Say they're going to stay out there until they see change, which is a great thing happening. The government is constantly making announcements, especially today, about all the Iranian influence and what Iran is trying to force the government to do. So they're making it transparent so the people have a reason to stay out there. They are making it known today that their leaders are being threatened by Iran to make their decisions. And they're going to go against it. I mean, they have to when they're actually saying, this is what Iran wants us to do, and they threaten us if we don't do it. They can't turn around and do it. That's what they can't do. So we'll see where that works out. Sunday should be a big day. We were looking for it yesterday, but hopefully they'll answer some of the questions and we'll know our direction. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. I shall see you Monday. If anything happens, anything significant, we will tweet it out, put it in a form, whatever. And if we don't, I'm sure we'll hear from Tish, because she's kind of bossy, but okay. Thank you, right?
Okay, ladies and gents, it's the weekend, so let's see what happens. We'll keep you posted. In the meantime, in between time, keep believing. Yes, we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I will survive. Oh.
two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your Friday.